Hello.
It's the motherfucking Millennial Mija podcast.
This is a disaster. Welcome back to the Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. Mayday, mayday. You're going to have to exit out the whole Instagram. Get out. We tried to time it correctly, you guys, but it just didn't happen. So we're trying to go live on. Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. We did it, Arlene.
I've never gone live, okay? I'm not
skilled in this area.
Yeah, I'm new to this. Oh,
well, you know what? Apparently neither am I. So welcome, Arlene, to my show. She's the guest host for the day.
Hi.
She's
you?
A cutie. Look at her.
Oh my god.
Everybody say hi to Arlene. Tell them. Actually, I'm wearing Arlene's eyelashes right now. I mean, not hers.
Yeah, I took them off from my eyelids and then I keep them to her.
Not hers personally, but her beauty brand, not another beauty brand. Mm. And I'm wearing the style Shy Girl. Because, you know,
She's shy today.
Tonight. She's shy.
She said it's Sunday, so.
So, you know, I'm trying to be, like, you know, the feminine girl that they want in 2021. Today we're talking about dating in 2021. You know what? We just have to give up the idea that this is ever going to be perfect because it's not.
I'm just going to be single for the rest of my life.
Okay. I meant the podcast, but we'll jump right in. I don't even know how to go live on YouTube, you guys. There's so many things that I don't know how to do correctly in this studio. But you know what? I'm still showing up and I keep learning every day. So I had notes here of what we were going to talk about. But the truth of the matter is that I didn't have no idea what we were going to talk about until maybe 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So... But I feel like this is a good topic, dating in 2021. You know, dating apps have changed the way we date. And so has technology, right?
Yeah.
I think technology
has... generations.
Well, yeah, it's changed the way we date. And so we're going to talk about that. And my mom texts me like, why aren't you in? Because, Mom, we were late, okay? And that's what I promise.
Sorry.
It will never happen again. But I was, so where I came from was a DPL picnic. So I just came from the DPL picnic. The DPL picnic was at Pan Pacific Park. And it's an annual kickball game and picnic that the poets from the Poetry Lounge in Hollywood all come together and do a family picnic. All the generations. It's crazy to see people's kids grow up. Mm-hmm. That's like, it was mind-boggling to me to see Shihan's son, how tall he was. I remember him being 5 or 6, and like, I was like, where did the time go?
Low battery.
Of course. Oh my god, you guys. Okay, so in addition to us being 45 minutes late for this podcast,
I was here on time. I want to
protect myself. For the record,
myself.
She was.
Yeah, and I only claim that with so much passion because the last time I was here, I was late. That's why you guys didn't see me, like, actually.
In the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Arlene was on time, and I will give her credit for that because I was mm-hmm. late. Well, the reason why I was late is because I'm just not great at estimating the time. So mm-hmm. I just thought I had way more time to get here than I did. So I was coming from Pan Pacific Park, which is only 15 minutes away. But for some reason, I waited
traffic.
Until 5 minutes. I had 5 minutes to
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, because you think that, it's 10 minutes. It says it's 10 minutes. It's okay. I can make it in 5. Like, you know,
damn!
That's really how we think. No, that's really how we think, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know my way.
But it turns out that we don't. So,
kiss me, let's make love. I miss your touch.
Right now, I'm playing Weapons of Mass Creation, All I Do. I've already told you guys about this song a million times, and it's just giving me the summer 2021 vibe. Like, I need some love, you know, like that's the theme of the conversation we're gonna have today, you know. I need some love. And so, when we talk about dating in 2021, I want to know. At first glance, Arlene, what do you look for in a guy?
This this is gonna sound so shallow, but I love teeth.
That's what not I shallow.
No, but I like I'm very big on family, so they have to be a family man.
Meaning what though? Like, do they have to have kids?
No, not exactly that. Like, I'm not. I mean, I feel like because I'm a mom, I can't turn down someone that has kids. It's like somebody's gonna turn me down, which is possible just because I have a son, you know? No, but like, I want him to be big on family. Like, even if he doesn't have kids, you know, like
to be involved with his family. Yeah,
to be involved with his family, have a good relationship with his parents, like. Yeah, like, just want to do family activities, mm-hmm. you know? Like, mm-hmm. we're going to get old one day, and we need... That's all we're going to have is our family.
True.
You know?
What about, like, physically?
Good hygiene. Mm.
Do you look at their shoes?
I look at their teeth. I don't know. Yeah, I do look at their shoes. Who am I kidding? Yeah, I look at their shoes, probably. No, but teeth, like, good hygiene.
I can't do the dirty shoes. I don't know.
Does that still happen? I don't even go. I mean, I go out like. Oh, I don't even go out like that. But you know, I guess maybe because I don't pay attention to men, it's not something that. I don't know. Maybe just
the yeah. That you're I not. Gonna, it's just not.
It's just not something.
It's I'm not on your on, radar.
But I haven't seen it in a minute. I feel like maybe when we were younger.
What, dirty shoes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some guys are, like, they have that style where they wear dirty shoes.
No, that's not cute. It's a no for me.
Like, that's a style.
No.
But what about, like, height? Do they have to be a certain height?
Yes.
She said 6 feet or taller.
I'm taller. I know. I'm very
How tall
short.
Are you?
I'm 5 feet tall.
Bitch.
Somebody told me one time, like, Leave the tall men for us.
I know.
That actually mean it.
I know.
I'm just like, but I don't know. It's just like, I like them tall and skinny.
Tall and skinny.
Tall and skinny. I mean, there's other things that matter, but.
One time, I saw this meme that said, like, cuddling with the skinny guy is like cuddling with a, like, a bunch of remotes. I was like.
Aww.
That's fucked up.
Oh, piesos.
They because they are. They're just bony. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I've been with the chubbier guy, and I don't mind it at all. Do you?
I don't think I've been with, like, a chubby guy. I've been with, like, a little bit, like...
Thick.
Thicker. Yeah. And, like, it's cool. But it doesn't... I feel like if I bond with you over... like, stuff we both get along, like, both we, something we share a bond with, I don't think at the end of the day, like, any of that will matter.
Yeah.
Because there was someone in, like, my life, and it was, like, the appearance was not exactly what I go for, but.
You connected in a different
yeah,
way.
Yeah, like, he was amazing, you know? So, yeah.
So she, we were talking about dating apps because Arlene is anti-dating app. And I recently got one yesterday.
Like, it's not that I'm anti, but I think it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so where is an appropriate place do you feel like to meet a new potential boo thing?
I honestly, like, I'm like, okay, am I going to meet him at Target? Am I going to meet him at the
Home
at a
Depot.
Restaurant? Yeah, I need to go to Home Depot. No, seriously, a hardworking man.
No, let me tell you about Home Depot, girl. Don't go to Home Depot to find one. Because all the construction workers be there, and all of them are dogs. If you have a construction worker belt, you're a cheater. I already know it. If you are identify as a construction worker, you're cheating as we speak.
So, cousins, Theo's and brother and
all
my dad,
cheating.
They're all, like, construction workers. I have so, like...
So, stop me when I lie. Did I lie?
I mean, a few of them are. I didn't say names, okay?
You didn't say names. But am I wrong or right, dude?
I don't want to say all of them, because... Maybe I'll
chances are, but you have to do like, chances. Like, your chances
yeah.
are they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're for sure, like, a little doggy.
So yeah. You went out last night. I went out. I did not go out. I didn't do shit. this weekend, but it was good to rest. I did lay and watch a show all weekend long. Where did you go last night?
I went to this Marisco spa in Lenox. It's called 106 Underground. So good. I wanted to take Angie, but she's like, is there cooked food? And I'm like, aw, you know? And I just don't want to take her to somewhere where I feel like she's going to be like, okay, I don't like this menu. So, yeah. But it,
I wasn't
it,
down.
It's I went with my friend, and it's a really good gem in the hood.
What's it called?
I just said it. 106 Underground. Oh,
they didn't write it down yet.
Yeah. So, and then we went to my friend's family's restaurant in Hermosa Beach. It's called El Tarasco, if you guys ever want to go. It's a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we just kicked it there. Like,
did you see any cuties?
I didn't really go outside, so, yeah. I was supposed to go out afterwards, but, you know, men are disrespectful, so.
Oh, let's get into that.
What do you want to know?
Well, you had a, what some would call a booty call. Some would call it that, and some would not call it that. I wouldn't call it that. You had a meeting, but you canceled the meeting. And why? Tell me why you canceled the meeting.
I had a meeting with...
Scheduled?
Yeah.
For what?
We had made arrangements. You know, a friendly arrangement.
Prior arrangement.
Yeah. And this fool got drunk. And I found that very disrespectful. I was like, bye, I'm good.
Wait, but what part did you find disrespectful?
The fact that he got drunk and we were supposed to, like, hang out.
Oh, the fact that, like, that it wasn't a priority to him.
I guess. I just felt like when you want, like, if let's say we meet up and, like, we're drunk, like, you already know who I am and, like, we have hung out multiple times before. So I feel like you wouldn't get offended. But if it's, like, my first, second time hanging out with you, just, like, not on the regular.
And they're like, already showing you how they are.
Yeah, so it's just, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very big on, like, word. It's, like, if I tell you that I'm going to hang out with you and you don't show up, like, that's disrespectful to me. And it's, like...
keeping your word.
Yeah, like, so I'm very big on that. So don't make plans with me if you're not going to pull through. Like,
you heard her.
I will, like, cut you off. All good.
Dude,
like,
I think that this last relationship, whatever the fuck you want to call that, this last episode of The Twilight Zone, it really changed, like, the way I look at red flags now. Like, there's now, I think I'm like, wow, I look back on things and I'm like, I must be psychic because I wasn't just, like, almost right. I was right about every single, like, gut feeling that I had turned out to be true. So, like, now I feel like when I meet someone now, I'm like, I already, like that TikTok video, like, I've already seen everything I need to see. It's a no. Like,
yeah.
It's already a no.
And that's okay, though, because, like, myself, I've gone through so much with my past relationship, which is why I am the way I am now. Like, I value myself. I'm not gonna go through anything. If I didn't deal with someone that I had a kid with, what makes you think I'm gonna deal with it with you? I'm good.
Yeah.
Red flags.
Well, so, like, what are some red flags you have ignored in the past? Like, mine was like that too. Like, being flaky. Like, I let that slide for too long because he would come up with, like, really good excuses, you know? But that is automatically a red flag. Like, if somebody makes plans with you and then doesn't follow through, that's already who they are.
Yeah.
Like, they're already showing you.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, I think time overall, like, you try to... I feel like once you start justifying their behaviors, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have to make excuses for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So how have you used technology in your dating life?
I've met...
Have you met anyone? So you said you've never gotten a dating app
online. Yeah.
But like, okay, but like Instagram is technically a dating app.
I think all of them are. That's why I don't need the other dating apps, because I feel like it's cool when you meet someone online and it becomes something, and it doesn't have to be a relationship, but even just like, you know, like whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to call it, like, even if it's not a title, basically, is what I'm saying.
A situationship.
Yeah, like, I've met people on Twitter, you know.
And have you hooked up with anybody from Twitter?
I have.
So that's not, how is that different from a dating app?
Because, like, I'm on Twitter because I want to be on Twitter. Because I want to speak my thoughts. Because I want to share my thoughts. Not because I'm looking to hook up with somebody. But if it happens, then it's different. Because they approach you and it's like, hey, what's up? Like, let me take you out to dinner. Oh, like, let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that, you know? And then eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, and then, I mean, like, dating apps for me, what I was going to tell you is, like, I feel like a lot of times dating apps, just people overall in general, like, they automatically assume it's like, oh, you want to hook up, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's pretty much the premise. So, I don't know. I sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I like the attention. I like the attention I get. And I would say I probably don't even respond to 90% of the messages. But I think it's like a confidence boost. I don't know. There's something about it that's just like, okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you like attention, I like attention too. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you like attention from one person.
Man, yeah. What about love? How do you feel about love? Like, how do you feel your next relationship? Like, are you going to look for love? Like, that's the intention? Or do you feel like you would marry for money?
No.
Versus love?
I want to be in love. But, like, we have to be fun.
Yeah.
Because my last relationship, it's like we were fun at the beginning and then we just got really boring. And, like, I don't want to do with that again. Like, I know the type of person that I am. Like, I'm so, like, hey, let's, like, I love having friends. Like, I love being around people and just, like, energy and, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, even doing all of that with your family, let's say, okay, you don't want to have a bunch of friends or you don't want to be out with your friends every night, but it's like, all right, but I want to vibe with my family and I want to,
yeah,
you know, like, have
there are
fun
some people
with
who are
family.
More used to being alone,
and that's how, yeah, like, that's how I they tried to, like, mold me to feel like I didn't need anyone but just one person.
Oh.
And it wasn't healthy, you know. Yeah. And I don't want that ever again. Like, I want to fall in love. I want, like, if I, not that I want more kids, but if it was to happen, like, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I have one, thank God, and, you know, but if it happens, it happens or not. But no, I don't think I will ever marry for money.
Mm.
But if he got money,
hey,
if he comes with love and money.
If he has money, then, then wow, love it for sight.
If you're ready to be a stay-at-home husband, DM me.
So let's see. Did I ask about Clubhouse already?
No.
Have you ever met anyone off of Clubhouse? Besides me.
Oh, I've met a lot of people
Of Clubhouse. I mean, like, dating wise, like, someone you found attractive.
I think there was only one person that I found attractive.
That was the wrong one, but
but I mean, it goes well because I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm not gonna say no names.
But
you know who you are, boo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who you are.
That's how you make it feel.
So what? Oh, that's how they make you feel. So I feel like what I was gonna do was. Oh my God, let me see if I can go to Snoop Dogg's Instagram, because did you see that video I sent you?
I think I do. Yeah.
Wait, in the meantime, tell us about the song I'm about to share right now.
Okay, so I discovered this girl. She's from California. She's from up north.
No, mama, she said I discovered her.
I discovered this girl. No, not like that. But like, I didn't even know who she was, you know? So she, I didn't mean it like that, Angela.
Okay, anyways, go on. She's really cute.
She's so cute. She's Latina too, and this song is perfect for summer. It's so cute, and it hold on, before you play it. Oh, Kaylon is in this song, and I feel like LA artists are so underrated.
Truly.
Like, LA rappers need more love.
So this girl's name is Destiny Rogers, and this song is called Westlake, featuring Kaylon.
You guys need to watch this video. Can we dress like that one day and, like, take pictures?
I'm down.
Like the swap meet pictures.
Dude, this song is a vibe.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get us for copyright. They got the low lows. Let me see if I can.
That's here in LA, too.
Yeah. Okay, so so Snoop Dogg's Instagram, where is it? No, please tell me, where is it at? There was a video where somebody was making fun of this one food shoes. Do you know where it is? I sent it to you.
That's what I was gonna open it up, but
yeah, and then just put it to the microphone.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay. Put it on. There's this one fool. Just listen to this. He has some fake Jordans on.
He has some. I would have to show you guys. He has some fake. 11s
on. He said Jordan never did that move.
Yeah, he has some fake 11s
on. He has some Shaqs on. No, but there was that shit had me laughing. My face hurts because I watched it like 35 times. Like, that was so funny to me.
Oh my god.
So go to Snoop Dogg's page and go watch it. And just enjoy, because that shit had me dying. But this song is a vibe.
Yeah. I like a lot of LA shit.
How cute. Her outfit is cute.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put my spectacles back on. You know her?
No.
Let's see if we can get her on the show. Yes, that's a cute outfit too. Sorry, I got all into it.
I love this song, so.
So this is what you've been bumping?
I've been
for summer 2021?
I've been bumping that. And then there's other stuff. Are we allowed to play, like, curse words in here?
Yes, girl.
Okay. Play this one.
Okay, let me see. Tell me about the song while I look for
it's
it.
It's just, I feel like I'm really into beats. So, like, I love. This one. I should just. That one, the first.
Okay, this one?
Yeah, there's girl.
Is it? Uh-oh, what's gonna happen? Tell her who's it by?
Oh, it's by Deep Perico and Ruchi.
Damn! Damn, go look at the video!
But look at the old school beat. Like, they got a...
Ooh, she's shaking that ass in the top of the car!
And I think they shot that on Fairfax.
He sounds like Too Short.
You think so? I don't know. His voice is a little unique to me.
Damn. I like this.
But he gives me, like, very old school.
Send me that
too.
Song and the other song.
I will.
So you guys need to be downloading this music.
Yes.
Well, what else? We need to talk more about dating. So would you ever date a rapper?
I don't know. I love, like, hip-hop, but I feel like rappers get so much love, like, with females. And I feel like I don't know if I would be willing to share my man.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Like, nah. I don't know if I would be willing to. Nah, I don't think I would be. Like,
or
I would
or date anybody in the public eye.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I don't think that it's like I'm not looking for that. But I mean, I don't care who you are. Like, you can be like somebody nobody knows. You can have one follow on Instagram, and that will be me. And that's okay.
That's better for me. Shit.
No, I mean, yeah, like, I'm open to anything, but I feel like it's just loyalty.
I think that Instagram is considered a dating app. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I want to, would you want to be in a relationship where you guys both delete your Instagrams?
I did that already, and it was bad. So, to me, like, I do, like, I legit see everything different now. Like, once a person tries to tell me what, like, any little suggestion, like, I don't like that. Like,
if so now you don't like to be told what to do?
No. Like, I need you to be okay with, like, I know what I am, and I know I wouldn't do you wrong, but I just need you to be okay that I want to go hang out with my girl sometime. Like,
yeah.
I
it can't be insecure.
Out, you know, like, yeah, I need you to be really insecure of who you are, because you should know who you're with, and you should know I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, no. Don't delete your social networks for nobody.
No, don't do it. And don't post these men. Don't post these men.
No. Yeah, no.
Because Lord knows somebody else is already posting them.
Yeah, no. So, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, I know, and I feel like that's where it goes back to, like, trying to justify things. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I don't need it, you know? Like, it's just
distracting.
I read, like, they don't see. Like you, once you start to try to justify things, it's, like, it's bad.
Yeah. You know who Rocky Nash is?
No.
Well, he has this podcast, right? And he's just, like, some dude from L.A. Is that Duno?
That's Duno.
Where did Duno come from? Where
he's
you
in
at?
His video. I like this song,
what is
too.
He saying, though?
I like G Perico.
Wait, let's see what he says.
You know, raise it up so little people can hear.
Your uncle's beefing with my family, and my family beefing with your family. Even though I'm in love with you, bitch, I can't pick you up there. What if I die? What if I die if I'm not trying to be on a T-shirt? I'm too big. I don't fit there. Bitch, we're from L.A. They don't give a fuck if you're in love with me or not. They'll still kill me. Or hot me or something. You think I want to... This is a moneymaker, bitch.
That's funny. Shout out to Duno. We also met Duno on Clubhouse.
Yeah, we met Duno on Clubhouse.
Wait, what are they saying in the comments?
Okay, hold on.
All right. Comment girl is going to check the comments.
It says, yes, boo. I've been with my boo for 5 years, and I don't post
them
off here.
Post
out here
trying to follow our men. Hold on. She said that's why she doesn't post her man.
If you follow one of your homegirl's man and you've never met him, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But if you, like, I feel like...
If you're friends already...
Like, if you guys are friends, like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I'm not on no insecure shit. But when they, I know bitches are sneaky to where, like, they'll follow just...
Dude, I seen a video the other night on Instagram with this girl was like, oh, and she, like, has the phone, and she's like... Mm-hmm. She's like, when your best friend starts texting your man, and then the girl goes, he told you? And I was like, oh, my God.
What the?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It's bad.
No, let me tell somebody something. I found out that my ex-roommate from, like, not college, but, like, after college, went to a Dodger game with my ex-boyfriend. I was like... You're whack. That's whack. I don't know. Whatever. What else? Was there comments?
Yes.
And some emojis. Thank you guys for the emojis. Let's see if anybody's in the chat over here. Let's play some more of this. Duno was funny in that video. Well, Duno's hilarious, man. That kid's a star. He's doing it, too.
Play this song.
Play with it.
Mm-hmm. Play with it. It's by him, too. Oh, he has a, okay, ads.
I know, we are not supporting Snapchat, okay? They have enough money, honey.
I like the beat.
Niggas mad, but we clown.
This is Arlene's taste in music, guys.
This is what I like, so if you like this,
just like follow me at arleneisadj.com.
Yeah, hire me for your next party.
Quinceañera.
You know what I want to do? I want to throw a party, but it has to be like all old school stuff. Like DJ Quick. Like Mac 10.
All of the classics?
Yeah.
E40?
Yeah. Too Short.
Yes.
The Dog Pound.
DPG.
D.
Corrupt.
G. Ooh, play some DPG.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I don't know, because last time I got cut off. Last time they cut me off on my damn show, I was wow.
Still running. I should have pinned that comment that I told you.
Oh, yeah. You still can. So, when it comes to dating, mm-hmm. I'm always trying to think of a question as I'm. Wait, you haven't asked me any questions. Wait, what did they say? Y'all are so. I can't see it. Y'all are too. Y'all are too dope. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Oh, bitch, we wet.
Oh. yes, yeah, so thank you, Jeff. There it goes. What was the question? Oh, I haven't asked you the question. Oh, I said you haven't asked me no questions. So what do you want to know about me if you were on my dating profile? If we were on a date, what question would you ask me?
Do you have any kids?
No.
Do you like kids?
I love them! No, can't you tell I love kids?
I love your son. I want everyone to know that you love kids.
So if anyone here is trying to date me, these are the questions you could add. Feel free to put some questions in the comments, you guys, if you want to know more about Thea Ange.
Do you think if I open your live on here so we can see what they're posting? You think
wow, you're very smart. You should be a NASA scientist or something.
I am, if you guys didn't know, on the weekends. Okay, so somebody, I'm waiting for a story.
Wow, we're beautiful. Look at us. Is that how we look?
Okay, so I'm looking at, I'm going to read a story. Somebody sent me something. So our friend, I don't know if I can say her name.
Starts with a...
She's just amazing. Let's just say that.
Amigis.
Okay, yeah, we can't say.
Okay, what is it? What's the story? What's the cheeseman? What is it?
An ex-friend went to dinner with a dude I dated when I was out the country. Bitches be fake. Oh, bitches are fake. That reminds me of something.
What?
I don't know if I should say it.
Say it. Say it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys. When I... was in high school. I was a little girl, you know? I remember I was dating this guy. Like, I wasn't, like, his girlfriend. But, you know, when you're, like, talking to someone and, oh, my God, I kissed him and I like him. Yeah. And, like, all like my friends knew.
Tap, tap.
Yeah, yeah, like, and I had hung out with him and everything. And, dude, I, like, you know, you think you're in love or whatever. And my, like, friend hooked up with him. And I was so hurt. I was like, I can't believe she had sex with him. Like, fuck. Like, I know he's a piece of shit, too. But it's like, you're my friend, you know?
Girl. A friend?
Yeah. No, yeah. So, I was just like, no, that's not my friend. And, like, no, that's not my friend. Obviously, I was very young. I was, like, still innocent, you know? So, I couldn't believe, like, that even happened. Like, I was only, like, what, 15? And I... had that heartache from a friend.
Yeah, that happened to me in like as an older person. I had a friend that ended up dating and then getting pregnant by a guy that I used to like talk to or be with or whatever you want to call that. And I didn't talk to her for like a year, and then when we started talking again, and then we ended up moving in together with the kid, and I like fell in love with the kid. But yeah, that was a I should have realized that was something that you don't go back into a friendship after.
Yeah, like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
That's not like something, because then it just shows people's character from the beginning, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, so are we in a delay over here? I wonder.
I think so.
People are trifling. People are truly trifling. What else? Can we hear some? Who wants to call into the studio, guys? You can call into our show and participate in the show, in the antics. What else? Ooh, a check. We're watching YouTube right now, you guys. But I think when it comes to dating, I think like I've finally come to terms with the fact that I'm just let it find me. I'm tired of looking. Like I'm tired of like.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like I've always been very like, it'll come to me. I won't look for it type thing. I do want it. I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't want it. Like yeah, like who doesn't want company? Who doesn't want
to be in love?
Yeah, who doesn't want to be in love? And like it's a beautiful thing. And like my thing, like I've already gone through a heartbreak, but I'm not afraid to go through that again. Like if it doesn't work out,
you know, because you survive. Yeah,
like you're gonna meet your person. If I have to meet 2-3 more, like it's fine as long as I find them.
Yeah,
you know,
eventually.
And I'm not afraid like to get hurt again because everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a difference between not being afraid, but yeah, let me make that clear. There's a difference between like not being afraid to get hurt and ignoring red flags. Because you could still be willing to get into a relationship with somebody, but you can't ignore the red flags. Like, then justify it by saying, oh, well, I'm not afraid to get hurt. Like, oh, no. Oh, no, you don't.
No. This time around, for me, like, I feel like any little thing, like, it's like, I'm good. I don't need to deal with that.
Do you feel like that's, like, so your boundaries are more, mine too. I feel like my boundaries are much more clear now.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you're too strict?
My friends would say yes. Like, I have a homegirl. She's like, you're too picky. And I'm just like, but, like, I'm not going to deal with, like, I'm not going to deal with being felt like I'm not valued.
A priority, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I'm, like, definitely, like, if I don't feel like a priority from the beginning, I'm out. Because this person, like, kind of would lie about why they were busy and make it seem like they were busy because they were working to build us a life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, so I like let myself kind of get like Jedi mind tricked, you know, because that's what it is. And make it clear. Them.
Like, okay, yeah, they're busy. That's fine.
Because you want to believe them.
Yeah, you want to believe
And
it.
They're telling you what you want to hear. Yeah. Like literally. And there are people who like study you. Mm-hmm. So they can figure out what it is that you want to hear, so they can say it back to you. And that, who is it? Who was it?
It was Angela.
It wasn't me. but there are people who, so there's a difference between, you know, not being afraid to get hurt and then ignoring red flags. So I want to make it clear that manipulation is happening when what somebody says doesn't match up with what they do. So if their words don't match their actions, then that you are being manipulated, and there's like no, there's no way around it.
Okay,
that's the truth. So if the words ain't matching up with the actions, that's a major red flag, and you gotta go get out.
Yeah, sis. So if he tells you he has a big, I'm just kidding. Oh my god, I'm annoying.
Wait, so is that a big deal for you? How important is sex for you in a relationship?
It's very important.
What percent of the relationship would you say?
I feel like it makes the relationship.
Yeah.
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 Like, I feel like I need, it's crazy because I feel like if I'm in a relationship and I live with someone and I have someone there, like, you are going to at least have sex with me, like, once a day. You know,
once a day,
yes, at least once, you know, because I feel like I've heard people say like, oh, like 2 times a week. And I'm just like, but
that ain't enough. You like make it enough.
But it's there. Like, why wouldn't you do like fucking quickie? That shit never had nobody.
We have a comment. So do you know the homegirl Fox? She just did an episode with someone who ignored the red flags. And then someone else. I like her podcast. I really like her podcast. I want to have her on my podcast. Do y'all think the pandemic has changed the dating scene? 100%. Yeah. Because people are more like, what are you going to say?
I don't even have a fucking dating scene. honestly, I don't know. It's different for me because I got a kid. So, like, the only times I go out is, like, when he's with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you talk about your situation because I can't relate.
Well, yeah, because in the beginning of my last situation, it was during the pandemic. So, So it did change because it was more justified of why we wouldn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Fake.
Like,
yeah, like just made up lies.
It was more not stressful, but it was just like a whole ordeal. Because at one point in the pandemic, remember, going out wasn't even a thing. Like, yeah. Restaurants weren't even open.
You couldn't even go get, like, takeout from, like,
yeah.
Good restaurants.
Yeah. So I feel like in that,
like, there was a they did open it, but it took time to, like,
so, like, we hung out, and it was more like, I don't know, like, he didn't have to put effort.
Yeah, it was so easy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I didn't take you on a first date because,
yeah, because it was a pandemic. Open. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, but
and
I mean,
it's okay.
We eventually went on dates later, but mm-hmm. it still was always when he had messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he would try to, like, come back and use the, like, okay, well, I'm going to take you here. Or, you know, like, to make it better in the moment. And my dumb ass, like, it would.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, well, you with tried ignoring to justify the red flags. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all think the pandemic brought partners closer together?
I heard a lot of stories. I wouldn't know.
Because me and my man broke up.
I don't have no partner. But I've heard a lot of stories of, like, people couldn't handle being together all the time. So, I heard a lot.
Can either strengthen or, like, weaken. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on both people's place, where they're at mentally and spiritually, because you found out who people truly were during the pandemic, because there's no buffer. There was no, like, 8 hours at work, no, like, going out to the bar later. There was no... You just are what you are, and you just had to be, like, you just had to deal with that, like, 24/7.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, I kind of dealt with it, but with my son, you know, like, I got sent to work from home, and then he would be there, and then, like, I wouldn't really get help. Like, I had to have him there, because people think that because you work from home, you're not doing shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's annoying. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of marriages probably did fail.
Yeah.
Within this pandemic.
I think they did.
And if it got stronger, shout out to y'all.
I know.
Trying to be like y'all.
If it did get stronger, then, yeah, tell us what was your secret. Let's see. I'm glad we are able to answer.
You need to do this more often.
I know. We have more listeners today. Who else is listening? Ask us some questions. So did they... When you say they brought, Eric did get engaged. Yes. Congratulations. Shout out. There. I would love to see pictures of your guys' wedding, and I would love to see your, I want to see the dress. The dress to me is the most important part of a wedding. Psych.
The party is.
I mean, yeah. Do you want to get married?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I do want to get married. And I want to have a banda.
Oh, my God.
I already have this idea of, like, because obviously, like, I love all types of music. So I'm just like, I'm not going to have a first, like, dance song. Like, I'm going to have a whole playlist.
Okay.
And, like, you know, we want some Jagged Edge. We want some banda MS.
All the classics.
I want... There may be a little hip-hop song in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to have a whole playlist.
And what kind of dress do you want? Do you see yourself
like
in?
Yeah, like a mermaid-style dress. Mm-hmm. Something, like, super fitted, but, like, you know, got to pump up the boobs and, like, snatch her.
Snatch her a little bit? Yeah.
Very apretado.
I think, I don't know, like, the party for me is just, that's the fun. I think that's just so fun. Like, yeah. I feel like there would be such a beautiful time to, like, be in love and then have everyone around to witness it.
Well, I'm Mexican. So, like, my cousin, she actually just got married, and then they got married in Mexico. So, it was really nice. Like, I'm like, this is cute.
Mm-hmm.
First, I need to find my husband, you know? Yeah. But, yeah, it was cute. And, like,
before you start planning the wedding.
But, like, there's, I mean, I know that other people don't have certain things, but, like, they play, like, La Vibora de la Mar, like, where they, like, go running. Like, they literally have to hold hands. Have you been to a Mexican wedding?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen where they hold hands and then they run? Like,
no.
Oh, my God.
Not in, a rancho. I haven't been to, like...
They do this here, too.
Oh, but, like, I haven't
you
seen
just have to be, like, super Mexican. Like, but... but they literally will, like... Let's say you're the leader... And you have to drag me, like, not drag me around, but we're, like, dancing, going around wherever you go. Yes. And then, like, the bride, somebody's holding the bride, and they start with the bride and the husband. So, okay. Like, the bride and the husband are holding hands, and then you go under them as if they're, like, a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
And then you kind of just do that over and over again. And then with the husband, like, they... like carry him and then they like throw him up and down.
Do you want to have like a traditional wedding too?
I want probably not banda. I think more like tamborazo because it's like more like everybody can dance, not just like couples.
Yeah,
and it's like True. Everybody needs to have a good time, not just couples.
Yeah,
because girl, I wasn't dancing a lot, you know, at my cousin's wedding because I don't have a husband.
You don't have a partner.
You know? Yeah, and it's like, I don't even know anyone in Mexico. So it's like, who was I going to go? I danced with my uncle. You know, and like, but yeah, but he got a wife too, so, but yeah, so I do want a super, like, old school traditional Mexican wedding, but I hope my husband's okay with that.
They said, don't lose hope, ladies, the right man will meet you where you're at, and you can level up together.
Aww. Can he meet me at my house?
Tell him where I live.
Yeah, tell him where I live.
Somebody said.
And then hopefully he finds me there. If your man brings you up. Sorry, I can't see. It says, if your man brings up the thought of a threesome, would you hear him then say no? Or is this a.
What disqualifier.
Is oh, okay. So. I think he's trying to say, like, am I gonna, like, hear him out and then say no? Or just, like, blow it to proportion when it happens, you know? Yeah, I'll listen to you and I'll kindly tell you no. Like, I'm like, no.
Kindly.
But the fact that you're even asking for it is kind of like, is it not enough? Like, is this not enough?
All this?
Yeah, is this not enough for you? Like, there shouldn't be, like, we should be nasty enough to where there doesn't need to be a third person involved. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, I'm not down. I don't like to share what's mine. And I just don't feel comfortable. What about you?
I don't know. Because I feel like now I'm different. Like, I used to always say no like that, but now I'm like, I want to have more experiences in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then I also think that I wouldn't, what if it just, I changed my mind in the middle of like, I just don't want to do this anymore. Like, bye.
I just feel like I wouldn't be comfortable enough seeing somebody else like doing stuff with my partner.
Yeah.
And it's not that like, yeah, maybe there's if a you're little like bonded insecurity to them. Before them. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like you saying bonding, like sex, to me is different now. Like it's
would you
like,
try it with I need not in a couple of... like you with another couple
maybe. I would be down.
Yeah,
I would be down in that sense, but like, yeah, like I couldn't do it with someone I have feelings for.
Yeah,
it's I just can't.
I can
it's
see that
it's something about like me being okay with seeing somebody else. Like, no. And like I said, I feel like we should be nasty enough to where we don't need that.
Like nasty enough.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You can try new things with your partner.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You can.
Mm-hmm.
What about, what about suegra business? Like
being in their business?
No, just like. All the business to do with her. Yeah, just like, do you have to...
I feel like...
Is it a deal breaker if you have a bad relationship with the suegra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Because I feel like I would want to get along with my suegra because it's like, this is who I'm going to be with, you know? Yeah. Like, I would want her.
But what if it's not on your fault? It's like, you try, but she doesn't like you.
There is people like that.
There is.
I haven't really been in too many relationships, but, like, I feel like I've heard stories like that, but it's just, like, that's kind of, like, a lost cause. Because if you just have to make sure that your partner gives you your place, and mm-hmm. I feel like it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because you have these, like, mama's boys who really won't, like, it's like, yeah, I love you, but my mom is everything, and, like, you aren't, like, you're not, like, they're not going to defend you. I'm not saying that your mom shouldn't be, like,
very high on your priority list.
Which is, I would want her to be in that way, because it's like the way you treat your mom really is the way a man is going to treat you. And if they don't have,
like, respect what do you for their mom, then they're not
like,
going to
respect. You know? So, but I feel like if you don't give me my place, then this shit is a lost cause. And it's like,
and when we say give us our place, we mean that, like, when you say defend, because there will be comments, especially with Mexican mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's like most of them, I feel like, are wired to talk shit automatically. And if there's tías, forget about it. Forget it. Like, it's like a whole thing. So, like, if they're going to make fun of you, and they're going to probably talk shit. They're going to, and then, so it's about if your man stands up for you or, like, gives you the place of, like, no, this is my woman. Like,
this has never happened, but it's just an example. Like, let's say, like, I'm in the car with my man and, like, I'm sitting in the front and it's like, he tells me, like, you need to go to the back seat because my mom's going to sit in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but why? Oh, because she only sits in the front seat. Yeah, but you're married now. Like, why would she want me to move? Like, why wouldn't she?
My place is by your side.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
But then it's different if it's like, well, let me sit in the back seat so your mom can sit in the front. You know,
because
I want her to sit in, like, she's older. I want her to sit in the front, or, like, I just respect her in that way. Mm-hmm. But when it's like, oh, no, you need to go to the back type thing, it's a problem to me. Or it's like, or it's like, hey, babe, can you sit in the back so that my mom can sit in the front? Like, don't make me feel like I need to do it.
Like, you have to do it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. Let's see. I have seen men who give their mom the last word in their relationships. Whack.
Well, I hope your mom, your mom is always going to be there, but it's like, it's just,
you also have to be your own person, and you can't, if you're still attached to your mom in that way so much that she makes your decisions of who you're with, then
go marry your mom.
If you like her so much, then go marry your mom. That's like, I don't know, that's called, like, what is it, failure to launch. Like, if a man just, like, hasn't, like, established himself out of, but then there are narcissistic mothers. Mm-hmm. That really, really, really make their kids dependent on them.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Cause I know a guy whose mom, it just does everything for him. So he kind of, like, acts like he's helpless. Like, he acts like he doesn't know how to do simple things. And I don't know. I feel like that has a lot to do with the way he was raised, because his mom would always do everything for him. Like, yeah, you can't, like, how has having a son, like, how do you feel about that?
I think I'm not okay with that. And I I'm thinking about Julian as you're telling me all of this, because, like, as he was able to even understand, have a conversation, and, like, able to do things, like, I've always been very, like, you need to be independent. Obviously, I don't tell him that, but it's like, you need to go pick up your shoes. Make sure you pick up your the stuff from the table. My son's only 5 years old, but he's been doing this since he was, like, three, you mm-hmm. know? Like, he knows if there's not a bag in the trash can, he's not going to put trash in there, because I will make him go and put it where it belongs. You know, I'm very strict on him, and I'm very, like, you need to do this. You can do this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to
giving
do this.
Giving him responsibilities.
This is you. Like, you're your own person. You need to do these things, you know? So he's very well aware that he needs to do things, and, like, yes, I'm your mom, and, like, we actually just had this conversation because he has a hard time taking off his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the other day I got so frustrated and I wasn't helping him and he was struggling. And he had a conversation, like, he really approached me and, like, it's so mind-blowing because I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, he's so smart and, like, how he talks and actually has a conversation about, like, how I make him feel. Aww. Like, he was like, my teacher told me that sometimes we're going to need help, so we need to ask for help. Dude, I wanted to cry so bad. Aww. I was like, that's true. Yeah. And I told him, you're right. I'm sorry. I told him. Aww. I was like, I understand now. I was like, I'm sorry for not helping you. Like, I should have helped you.
Aww.
But it, like, a little five-year-old telling you, like.
Yeah. No, and then the other night, because I was at her house the other night, and then you, well, I forgot what he was telling you, and you just, like, looked away because you wanted to laugh.
Yeah, because he did something. I don't know what he did, but, like, it was, he shouldn't have done that or said it. I don't know.
Didn't he say, like...
Yeah, the bad word?
He said,
oh, I'm gonna kick y'all ass. Or I'm gonna beat your ass or something. He said ass.
Yeah,
he said ass. And that's a bad word. So then I was like, I like, obviously don't... I am not gonna show him I'm laughing. But, yeah, like, I had to turn around and Angie saw me right away. And I was just like... And she's like... Like, she wanted to die, too. But, dude, I'm so happy she didn't burst out laughing. Like, that's a real one. Because when you laugh in front of your kids, when they do something bad, they think that it's okay.
Yeah.
So, that was very... I'm so happy you didn't burst out laughing.
Well, everything just like, with kids is, a learning opportunity. That's what I love about kids. Is, like, anything turns into a lesson. Like, with them. Because, mm-hmm. they forgive, you know? And so, like, if you approach them... correctly, like, they're correctable, like, they, like, what'd they say, can we get her son to call him.
Julian is the coolest kid ever.
He is really cool.
Like, he, and he's so lovable.
Oh, someone said, I hope my boys find women like y'all.
Thank you. I hope so too. Find good women too,
you know. I hope so,
or whoever
too,
whoever they love.
So what else can we say about dating before we go? I mean,
we don't settle for less.
Have we covered all the bases?
I just want to say, like, for real, don't settle for less. Love yourself. If you you need to love yourself before you allow anyone else to love you.
And that sounds so easy, but it's not. So mm-hmm. It's like the time that you're, because I found myself feeling like lonely, like sad, yeah. The other night, like, yeah. Just like I'm used to having someone or something to text me or to, like, just, yeah. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And not having that.
But that's what friends are for, too, though.
Yeah, and
that's
why. And
I feel like people don't see that. Like, it's like, you don't necessarily need to have some... Like, and that's something that I've been dealing with myself. Like, I've been single for a little bit over 4 years now.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, we separated when he was 8 months old, so it's been over 4 years. And... this whole time, like, I'm not looking for love, but if love comes to me, like, I'm more than open to it. But this time I've been using it to love myself and know what I'm worth.
This time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been four years, and it's like, don't think that you're gonna find yourself in a month, in a week. It takes time. And you just have to be patient. There's someone out there for you.
Yeah, I believe that too. I believe that. Like, that's why I don't have, like, when the loneliness comes now, I...
Just hit me up.
Yeah,
come over.
I did. That night, that's when I was feeling like that. And I was like, you know what?
But you guys, I've been asking Angie to come over for a while, and she never comes over. And that day, she actually went over.
I came. Well, it is far, bro.
Okay, like, but we have somewhere to be. Like, true. We can just kick it there. We can just... We ended up, like, watching a movie. Like, we started watching a movie, and it was cool. Like, we're literally just kicking it, you know?
And
like,
I bought lashes from her.
Hanging out. Yeah, she supported
me. Oh, and we had lots of snacks. What all snacks did we have?
She came through with a bunch of snacks.
We had empanadas.
She had chips, empanadas.
Chips.
Slurpees, ice cream.
Oh, hell yeah. Chips. Yeah, with... Oh, the adobadas. I love those.
Yeah. Those are so good. Mm-hmm. Somebody said something.
They said, do you think that some people's need for validation from social media is why some people can't find love? Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Yeah. Well, because it becomes like a, like, it becomes like a drug. Social media is a drug. That validation that it gives you, like, you could say it doesn't if you want to, but every single like gives you, now in this day and age, it gives you some form of, like, pleasure. Like, yeah, like the way drugs do. You know, it's a very, very small amount.
It's like, oh, they liked it. Yeah. They like me.
But it's, you know, still validation, yeah, you know? Exactly. And so some people become dependent on that because they don't have it in their real life.
Yeah.
So they depend on the what they get from social media, and then they live their life online.
I feel like just always be yourself. Like, whoever wants to fuck with you are going to fuck with you regardless. Like, you could have, like, 2 followers, and if somebody's going to fuck with you, they're going to fuck with you. Like, you know? Like, nah. I mean, like, we met on Clubhouse, but it's like, and then we hung out in person, and we got to know who we were, you know, like, with actual conversations, not with pictures, and yeah, that's how we bonded, yeah, you know?
So we bonded, like instantly. Yeah,
like, it was crazy, and
we went to brunch.
Yeah, we're very, like, similar in some ways, but still very different, yeah, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my friend.
I know. Like,
it all started with our mimosas. We had mimosas one day, and then we just never looked back.
Yeah.
Now we'll be having mimosas till we're old.
Definitely. Now she needs to come over more often.
Yes. All the way to the CPT.
Compton.
Repping. Arlene stays repping. Well, you know, I think that's our show for the day. I feel like we hit a lot of bases about dating. You know, we went a lot of different places.
Yeah, we got a little off topic.
But you know, dating in 2021, the dating apps, you know, I actually didn't get to say how I feel about the dating app. It seems like it takes a lot of energy. Like, I didn't really want to fill out the profile. I didn't really want to do any of that shit. Oh, yeah,
I was asking her a bunch
like,
of stuff.
It was asking me way too many questions, and I was just like,
look. Like, hella creative.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not
like,
trying to be that.
Like, are you paying me for this?
I know. I'm creating content for your website. No, and yeah.
Every question they ask you gives them a quarter.
But if you guys are dating here in 2021, if you're out in these streets like me and Arlene are, then, oh, my mom said, good job. Mama loves you. Love you too, Mom. Aww. If you guys are out here in these streets dating these disappointing ass men, hopefully you find a good one, because I know they're still out there. I just know the ones that I've met have been very disappointing recently. So all the good ones need to come knocking on my door. And when they do, I will give them a test.
Where do they hang out at? Let us know.
Yeah.
We can go.
I'm like, I saw a cute guy the other day, but that was like, I'm very picky too. Like, I'm very specific. So I think I...
Me too.
And I will not make the first move.
Oh, I'm not afraid of that.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm really not afraid of it.
It's not that I'm afraid of it, because I have been in situations where I talk first because it's just like a friendly situation.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm looking at the guy, he's looking at me, I'm like, oh no, you need to come to me. Like, I need you. Because I feel like men are more, I don't know, like that. Like, they want to do that. They want to do the work.
Yeah, but then sometimes a lot of, maybe they're afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like, yeah, I feel like rejection sucks overall, but I'm going to either find out just so I know.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, I'm going to find out, because I need to know. If not, then I'm going to keep it pushing, you know? There's a lot of fish in the sea, so whatever you guys do, do not ever beg someone.
Hell no.
Ever.
If they make you feel unwanted, or if they make you feel like a burden, then do them a favor and never speak to them again.
On to the next one.
That's right. So the last thing I want to say is that, like she said, don't settle for less. And use this time, if you are single like us, to get to know yourself. Because the more you know yourself, the more you can love yourself. Because you can't love someone that you don't know. Duh. So get to know yourself first, and then you'll fall in love with yourself. And then once you fall in love with yourself, dating becomes easy, because then you don't accept bullshit. So you, exactly, when you stop it, when you start to love yourself, you stop accepting more and more bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes this, like, the more work you do on yourself, the higher your standards automatically become. Yeah. And when that happens, it takes people hard. It's harder for people to get through those boundaries that you place, not to protect yourself from ever feeling love, but to protect yourself from the type of mistakes that we've made in the past. And so we take everything as a lesson, turning all our L's into lessons. and loving ourselves first, and we keep going. So thank you for being on the Millennial Mija podcast, Arlini.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so honored. This has been a great show, and we will leave you now with some Nip. We are out.
Bye.
Hello? It's the Motherfucking Millennial Mija podcast.